Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and I am a retired school teacher who, after that pandemic, I had to pivot and find a new career since people were not meeting in the classrooms, and I found a podcast idea. So I like to talk to different people about things that have really changed in our lives since this pandemic has hit the whole world. And what I have noticed is, because of the pandemic, a lot of people have been adopting pets. I hear that the rescue center and the pet adoption locations have really been almost cleared out. And they say that studies show that pets really can help alleviate your fears, your loneliness, your depression. But I wonder if, what do you do if your pet is depressed, or maybe the pet could be experiencing anxiety because of all the things that's going on in our world today? Is there things that you as the pet owner can do to help your pet relax? So today I've invited the pet therapist, and she has quite a few pointers that she is going to share with us on how you can help your pet through these turbulent times. Frances, are you on the line?
I sure am.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. So glad you could join us.
Glad to be here.
Before we actually get into the whole idea of helping your pet, can you just give like a little background on how did you get into being a pet therapist?
Well, I actually call myself an animal communicator because I speak telepathically with the animals. And it started when I went to pet grooming school and then worked as a groomer in the back of a vet's office. There was what I call a brother and sister. It was a little yippy girl poodle and a Lhasa Apso, her brother. And I finished with the little yippy poodle, and I said, I'm done with you. It's your brother's turn. And, of course, I speak out loud to animals, doesn't everybody? And so I put the little yippy in her kennel, and I brought the boy on the table. And out loud I said to him, she gets all the attention, doesn't she? And in my head I heard, she's mom's and I'm dad's. And I was a bit surprised, to say the least. Finished him up, called the parents to pick them up, and I brought them forward. I went in the back for something. I'd forgotten something. Came back up. Mom had the yippie in her arms. Dad had the Lhasa in his lap. And Dad said to me, we call him Mr. Personality. And it sounded just like the dog.
Wow. The voice that you were hearing in your head.
Exactly.
When you were talking to, when he was talking. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. So then from
now,
there,
that was almost 20 years ago.
Quiet? Oh, wow. So you've been doing this for quite a while.
Absolutely. It was at first my friends and practicing with my friends and their animals. And then as I was grooming pets, I wouldn't exactly say how I heard or knew the animal wanted, but I would make a suggestion. There was one gentleman that had, his wife was very pregnant, so he was bringing the cat in to be bathed and groomed. And so in our conversation, just as, you know, I'm bringing the cat forward, and he said, we were thinking about getting another cat when the baby comes to keep it company. And I heard in my head, no. And I said, you may not want to do that. And something came to me intuitively, and I said, you two have a special language. And he thought about it, and he says, you know, when I was moving from Texas to California, the cat was in the car with me, and I was learning Japanese. So I was talking to the cat in Japanese.
Oh,
I never told
goodness.
Him how or why. Or.
Wow.
That was fun.
So then
so
from
practice,
there, you said
practice,
it started off.
Practice.
It started out with just your friends, but then more people started to hear how you are able to hear them. So about how
and
many,
I,
do you have a lot of clients? Do you have a lot of clients?
Over the years, yes. It's added up. I have 5 books on Amazon with various stories from my clients, the pet client, and some of the things
okay.
I've learned from the animals. And the people.
Wow. Wow. That is incredible. Well, would you say because of this pandemic, has the business ended up being affected? Either you're getting more because a lot of people are now getting pets and they're not really understanding it, or is it pretty much stayed the same in terms of the pandemic?
I've found increase in my clients' awareness, and so I'm getting texts quite a bit from my clients. Are you? Would you check in with the dog because of whatever they noticed was happening, and people are paying attention more because they're home. I know many people are working from home, so the pets are always there with them, and so they're being more aware. But you had mentioned in your opening about people noticing the animals are anxious or, you know, things are going on. And so when my client says the pet is anxious, I said, well, how are you feeling? And they say, well, yeah, I'm anxious. And I said, okay, they're taking on your energy. They're taking on what your emotions are. So if you take care of your own health, your own well-being, it will affect the pet as well.
Wow. So is it? Does it really, when you're taking in the pet to be your companion and you start to notice things about your pet, like should you be watching what you're watching on TV? Because I know here in Los Angeles, we're the epicenter of this pandemic in terms of the numbers from the outbreaks. Should you maybe limit what you're watching on TV in terms of news or, you know, results
Absolutely.
Or everything that happened in D.C., you know, last week?
Absolutely. I'll tell you a funny story. One of my clients said that the dog was afraid and was just really fearful when that box is on. The box, they don't recognize, is a TV. And they think the people are going to come out from the TV and harm their mom. So it's really important because I have to explain to the pet that that's just a picture like the picture on the wall, only it's moving. It's not real. And unfortunately, what we saw this past week was real. But in terms of she was watching The Walking Dead. And the poor dog was scared to death. He was so afraid of the people coming out of the TV to get mom. So, yeah, they pay attention, but they don't always understand our technology. And they don't understand. Think of their understanding on a childlike level.
Okay.
And so I have to explain to them what some of these things mean and what they're able to do. Many times when people are taking their pets for a walk, the pet will complain to me that they're not paying attention. They keep looking at that thing in their hand, which of course is your phone.
Exactly.
Doesn't everybody walk with their phone in their hand?
Exactly. Oh, wow. So they would be noticing whether they're paying attention to them or if they're looking on their phone all the time.
Yeah.
What about
and paying attention.
If television? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, and paying attention to their surroundings. They don't want them to get hurt by running into a tree or something. They're not paying attention to where they're walking.
Wow. I was going to say, so you said that television could have an effect. What about music? Does that
Absolutely.
Have like a negative or a positive effect on animals?
Well, as music calms us, it does calm mm-hmm. them as well. And if something's really loud, that's going to affect them too. They don't really care for the loud noises. Their hearing is so much more susceptible to sounds. That's like when the dogs get afraid with fireworks. It's very scary
mm-hmm.
to them.
Yeah, I know that our neighbor's dog actually would scale our fence and come and get in our dog's doghouse. It was as though he didn't want to be alone anymore. And so he would climb over the fence and would be in our dog's doghouse. And the fireworks didn't bother our dog, but it terrified the neighbor's dog. And it was just interesting because she would figure out a way to not be alone.
They're so smart.
Like, oh my. Exactly. Exactly. Now, I'm wondering you can limit how much TV you're watching or watching with the pet and watching what kind of music you're listening to, whatever, to calm them down. What about when mm-hmm. we went through those fire rages in Southern California? What could you do if, you know, the fire's outside, our air was really smoky? Is that something that you should be sensitive about your pet? If there's a lot of fires,
well,
like you said, fireworks.
The smoke and all, consider whatever would be unhealthy for you would also be unhealthy for them. And something that's really cool that I was reading about is that there's some oxygen masks, like apparatuses to give oxygen that some scout troops were raising money to buy for the various fire departments around so that
wow.
they have on hand so they can rescue pets as well with the fires. You know,
oh,
special masks
really
for pets. Yeah, it's just amazing the awareness of how important our pets are for us, as you say, for our emotions, for loneliness, for especially now that we're stuck inside for a while. You know, it's nice having a companion around if you live alone.
Exactly. So because we are at the stay-at-home here in Southern California, some other places are a little bit more open. But how
right.
could you help your clients? Do you do it on Zoom, or do you still go to their houses or talk on the phone?
I do.
How do you
right
deal
now,
with
everything
your
is right now. Everything is via phone or Zoom,
mm-hmm.
and you know what's really cool is if somebody has a child, I know, in college or living in a different state, but it's the family pet they grew up with that's having this reading, they can call in from all the different locations. I've had this where one was in her dorm and another was at home with the animal. It was so cool to have everybody participate. They can all see.
And give the pet a chance to be on the Zoom. I
exactly.
know definitely.
And
our pet...
ask the questions.
And let them communicate with them. Wow, I didn't really think about that. Now, what about if you are moving and you have to move to a new house? A lot of people have been displaced because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
They've either lost their apartment and they might have to move to the streets. a lot of people here are even getting campers and living in the campers. What can you do to prepare your pet for when they're going to have to move from their usual home? What could you do to help them?
What I help my clients when they're in preparation of a move, the pet doesn't understand why everything is in boxes or why some furniture is disappearing, because many times we don't take all our furniture. We sell it off or give it away or whatever, maybe going into a smaller place. And the animals are concerned. Number one, what's going on? And if what's going on, what happens to me? So I assure the animals that wherever mom goes, you'll go. You don't have to worry about that. We're just going to be going to a different place to live. So that eases that anxiety, because it truly is any change in their normal situation can create that anxiousness. And especially if they're a rescue, they've gone through enough already. So now is another change. So reassuring them is always helpful.
Wow. I know some people have even told me to calm their pet down when they were really anxious with the fireworks and other things. They've given them actually Benadryl because they were wanting them to be more drowsy. So they put Benadryl in their food so that they can. I don't know enough if that's good or bad, or if the veterinarian tells you that's fine, but I know they've done that.
You know, I've had people use CBD oils and things like that for the anxiety. I seldom recommend it, but if a animal is truly that anxious, I would go that route rather than the Benadryl. There's ingredients in our medications that may or may not be to the best interest of the animal, but there are CBD oils and various aromatherapy type of things you can put, you know, the air diffuser kind of things. Just to lavender is a really wonderful oil to just have around for yourself as well, not just the animal. But lavender oil.
So
is
the lavender oil
wonderful.
Or the lavender spray?
It can be whichever. I like the oils because you can put it in a diffuser and it's like it's into the air, you know, on a ongoing kind of basis. You just keep putting the oil every so often to keep that going. But that's just a very calming scent.
Okay. Well, it looks like we have a caller that has joined us. And let me see if that caller, if we can be able to connect that caller to see if they have a question.
Maybe.
Hello, can you hear me, caller?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
So glad that we can hear you perfectly. So glad you could join us. I was wondering, what's your name?
Here. My name
what's
is
your name?
Yolanda Brody. Yolanda Brody.
Hello, Yolanda. Welcome to the call. Do you have a question for Francis?
Actually, I want to know if, I think she did say something about your pet can pick up feelings, or maybe if you're anxious, they're anxious. But how do you, when a dog is anxious, tell them that everything's okay? I mean, how do you communicate that to them?
How I communicate it is telepathically, so it's my thinking voice to their thinking voice. It's the best way I can explain it. How you can do it is verbally as well.
Okay.
And
so
if if you are anxious or someone in your household is anxious, they may be taking that on as well. So it's important to make sure our health is there, our mental stability is there, and that will also help ease the feelings with the animal.
And then, if you don't mind, I have another question. This is kind of tough, but I have a dog that's missing, and he's been missing for 2 weeks now. We got a tip last night on where he might be, and we've had a tip the last couple of days, and we went out, and, you know, we're very frustrated and, you know, hoping that the dog comes back. Now, I have two dogs at my house that are the son and daughter of the dog that's missing. Mm-hmm. Do you think they can feel the stress of that?
Okay, a couple things. I personally do not help to find missing animals.
Oh, no,
because,
I know, yeah.
Yeah. But let me say, explain, because when I tune into the energy, I can't distinguish whether they're still alive or not because I get the same energy. And if I ask them where they are, it's not like they can tell me I'm on the corner of first and third, you know?
Exactly.
You know, under a bush or something, which that can be anywhere. But, yes, if you're anxious about the loss of the pet or the missing pet, the other animals will also pick that up. Plus, they're missing their companion. So
He didn't live with them every day. Yeah, he didn't live with them every day, but occasionally he would come to visit. So...
Oh, they may not know that he's missing then.
Okay. They wouldn't be able to pick up any vibes from the way I'm feeling in that respect. So,
they would. I believe they would pick up on your vibes, though, in terms of being anxious about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my question.
You're very
welcome.
Thank
you so much for joining us, Yolanda.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you coming on the call. So now, Frances, if people wanted to get in contact with you, what would you suggest?
I have my website, which is my name, which is Frances W. Greenspan. And all my contact information's there, and they can contact me via phone or via email, whatever works best.
Okay, so just via email, which would be Frances W. Greenspan?
Correct.
Let me get that again. Okay, and then they would... could also send you through the email. Was it gmail.com? I didn't hear the end of it.
Yes, it is franceswgreenspan@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Are you still taking clients?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if they contact me, we can coordinate when is best for us to... And what the issues are, and we'll go from there. Yes, via phone or Zoom, I can talk to anybody around the world as long as I can speak with an animal whose owner does not speak English, but I need a translator for the owner. I was in Japan and Tokyo, and I was doing readings there, and I needed a translator for the person. The animal and I were doing just fine.
Wow, that is incredible. Now, what about talking to animals that have passed on?
that if an animal is not alive, do you communicate?
Yes, I do.
You can.
And many times people have questions about how or why or did they do the right thing, and there's still that extra guilt left over. So I can help relieve some of the questions of what they did or didn't do, and the coming from the animal letting me know and assuring them 99% of the time you did everything you were supposed to do. But some people just need that extra reassurance, and I'm happy to do that for them.
Wow, that's really something. That's quite a gift. That's quite a gift. Because I know that a lot of people are trying to figure that out. That is quite a gift. So we're down to our last few minutes. Was there any one last thing that you would like to share with our listeners to give them advice for dealing with their pets during this turbulent time that we're going through as a world, not just a country, but as a world?
Just know that the better you take care of your health, the better your pet is going to be. Eat properly and make sure the dogs or cats or horse, that their foods are also healthy. Look at the ingredients. The first five ingredients are the most important. That goes for us as well as the pet. Take care of your immune system.
Yes, definitely. I don't think they've determined whether or not cats or dogs can carry COVID. I don't think they've been able to determine. Did you hear anything differently?
I have not heard anything one way or the other. I don't believe they can personally. I have not seen it. I have not heard it. But why take a chance?
Exactly. So you wouldn't say to get them tested or a vaccination?
No, nothing at all. Just keep yourself safe. Keep the animals safe. For right now, especially Southern California, stay home, enjoy your family, enjoy being inside.
Exactly. Well, I just really want to thank you for joining me. I've really learned so much in this little bit of time, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to come on our program and talk to me.
Thank you so much for the invitation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And with that, I'm going to say thank you for joining us on Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel. And I always like to end my calls by saying, make a difference every day in some way. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.